This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane and famous Exxon gasolines. The wake-up call is also brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. Now your host, Rick Moore.
My goodness, boys and girls, how is everyone doing today? Because I am fired up for many, many reasons. The main one being the exciting program lined up for you this hour. It's not always that we have a famous name here in the program, in the studio, live, one of Charlottesville's more well-known businessmen. Reed Nagel, chairman and founder of SNL Financial. Mr. Nagel, how are you?
Doing fine. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks for coming in today. I appreciate it. Lots of interesting things going on at SNL these days, and we're going to spend the hour talking with Mr. Nagel about SNL and what they do and how they got there. Big part of Charlottesville now, and talk a little bit about the business world in general and how what Reed's take on things are from a man who has taken a business from nowhere, right, to its upcoming 20th anniversary. You know, one of the things I want to start with, 20 years, right, SNL Financial, you started out with a different name, correct?
It was SNL Securities when we started.
SNL Securities. What does SNL stand for?
Fortunately, not many people know what it stands for. We started in New Jersey in 1987, and we started covering the savings and loan industry. And in New Jersey, you couldn't put an ampersand in a registered name, so we put an N instead of an ampersand, so it was for savings and loans.
Really?
Yeah. So, which fortunately people don't pick up on because that obviously was not an industry that was full of success and promise.
Yeah. Why do you say that?
Well, because we started in 87 and half the savings loan industry failed within 5 years of that time. So now cover five different industries and savings and loans.
Now?
Well, we cover financial institutions, every form of financial institution, banks, thrifts, savings and loans, insurance companies, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, mortgage lenders, all financial institutions, energy companies, real estate companies, and most recently media and communications companies. So savings and loans are probably about 2% of our business these days.
I'm curious, when you started out with such a heavy emphasis on savings and loans, and within 5 years there's such a problem in that particular industry, did you have doubts?
No, because at that point, within 2 years, we started covering the banking industry as well, and banks and savings and loans are very similar. So, I mean, we probably had doubts for the first 5 years simply because it's hard work getting a business off the ground, and we almost ran out of cash after about a year and a half, and it was after about 5 years that we really turned the corner. So my doubts weren't because of savings and loans, just the doubts of any small business owner of getting something up and running and turning the corner and making it profitable.
You started in New Jersey.
Right.
Why New Jersey?
I've been working in New York prior to then. I went to work for a famous Wall Street character named Ivan Boesky in 1984, and he blew up in November of 1986. I was working for him in New York at the time.
Didn't he go to jail?
He did go to jail. He went to prison for insider trading and securities fraud. I stayed there a couple months beyond the time he blew up, and then went to look for a job and couldn't find one, and that was the genesis of SNL.
Do you think that you have met your original goals? Or let me back up. What were your original goals when you started your own business?
original goals were to create an information company, perhaps coupled with a brokerage firm that would specialize in financial institutions. And probably after about 2 years out of the starting gate, we realized that the brokerage business was in conflict with the information business, so we just focused on the information business. And I mean, I probably think somewhere between 3 and 5 years out, I wasn't thinking 20 years out. Today we have 750 employees around the world, and I probably wouldn't have thought 20 years ago that it would have reached the scale and scope that it has today.
Yeah, well, I mean, so you obviously start your own business mm-hmm. with the goal of being successful.
Right.
What did you imagine? I mean, did you, because a lot of businesses and business people want to be successful and expect to be successful, but they also recognize that they may have to start, stop, that their particular business may be gone in 5 years or 7 years or 10 years. So did you not imagine that you'd be around for 20 years or that you'd be global or that you'd have that many employees?
I just never thought that far out. Just surviving was obviously first and foremost. And in the early days, it was really 15-hour days, 7 days a week. So just consumed with surviving and actually generating some profits out of the business. And so I wasn't thinking 20 years out. Obviously, that was before the internet. Computers even were relatively new when we started back in 1987. You know, we had PCs, and I think we started with four computers in the office in 1987.
Really?
Yeah, so it's...
That seems almost unimaginable.
Right. And, everything was very manual. There were five people who started in the business back then. So the scale and scope has just changed so dramatically from what we started. It wasn't something that I think was possible to envision. We have now 350 employees in India and Pakistan, and that's only as a result of the internet and the ability to transfer information and human capital in an efficient fashion. And that couldn't have been envisioned, I don't think, 20 years ago.
Yeah, I want to get into that in a little bit. We are talking with Reed Nagel, chairman and founder of SNL Financial, a rather well-known and large privately owned company here in Charlottesville, Virginia. Write down the phone number, because if you want to call up and ask Reed a question or make a comment on something that we talk about within the hour, 979-0919. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Michael's here today to make it all work out. And thank goodness Michael's here today to make it all work out. That was some running in the door to get things rolling here today. You have Ivan Boesky is who you were working for?
That's correct. I was chief financial officer of various of his entities, including his large arbitrage fund.
And then you went to and started a business that does information collection, correct?
Correct.
You go through these large volumes of paper.
Well, it's not paper anymore. Mostly it's documents, electronic documents.
You go through this large amount of information.
Right.
Pick out the things that are important, whether they're important to that particular industry as a whole. You mentioned real estate mm-hmm. and banking. I assume that you can also, having my business as an individual client, you can pick out information that's important to me that I've requested. Mm-hmm. And send it to me individually. What makes me want to use you as a business 20 years ago, when I assume that Reed Nagel has some form of attachment to Ivan Boesky.
That's a good question. When I started the business because I couldn't get a job.
Really?
Yeah, I was offered positions at Shearson Lehman and Goldman Sachs and Merrill, but before I could start and it got to the top of the firm and to the general counsel's office, they said, you can't be hiring Ivan Boesky's former chief financial officer. So all the offers were revoked, and that's really when I decided to start SNL. I'm not sure I would have started my own business had there been other opportunities. And I really decided that the information business was a good place to be because if you can provide a valuable service and valuable information, people won't care about who the provider is. They obviously cared if I went to work for Goldman Sachs that I had some taint, and they were concerned at places like that that their competitors could point to the fact that the former chief financial officer of a convicted felon was representing such and such investment bank, and that's, I think, why I wasn't able to get a job. But when it comes to information, if you provide valuable information that creates value for those who use it, I think people are pretty indifferent as to where it comes from.
Was there a problem getting started, though? Did you have to have somebody, some early clients use you and speak up for you to sort of, you know, get that ground level thing going where the taint was set aside?
It was important having a couple people who believed in me. There were two people in particular. One was Dick Pratt, who was running the financial institutions and mortgage group at Merrill Lynch and was a longtime friend. He'd been chairman of the Federal Home Loan Bank Board. And he made sure that Merrill Lynch signed up early on for our services, and that provided an important cash revenue source. Another was Stan Strachan, who was the publisher of National Mortgage News. They were the ones who broke the story about the Keating 7, and that was about 20 years ago. And he did everything to support SNL in his publication, which was widely read and respected in the financial institutions arena. So there are a couple people like that who really helped make a difference and who were very supportive of me. And that, I think, helped give the business the credibility and momentum it needed to help it get off the ground.
All right, we are talking with Reed Nagel, chairman and founder of Charlottesville's own SNL Financial. When did you move to Charlottesville, move the business down here?
We moved the business down July 4th weekend, 1989. And we'd been in business for just about 2 years.